WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Nova Lane here, back with another dose of Unfollowed. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, it's December, time for eggnog and festive sweaters. And you're right. But between the twinkling lights, family gatherings, and holiday shopping madness, self-care can sometimes feel like a distant memory. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of festivities and forget to prioritize your own well-being. That's why today's episode is all about how to practice self-care during the holidays, because let's be real, nobody wants to enter the new year feeling burnt out and depleted. You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than Santa's nice list? And it feels like every day is a race against time to check off each item. Ever feel overwhelmed by the pressure to create the perfect holiday experience for everyone else, even though you're craving some cozy downtime? Well, I'm here to tell you, saying no and prioritizing your peace isn't selfish, it's essential. Here are 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to help you navigate this festive season with grace and intention. First up, set realistic expectations. The holidays don't have to be picture perfect. Let go of the pressure to recreate Pinterest boards or win any best decorated home awards. Remember, authentic moments matter more than Instagrammable ones. Focus on creating genuine connections and celebrating what truly brings joy. Next, schedule in self-care time. This isn't a suggestion, it's a non-negotiable. Just like you'd schedule a doctor's appointment or holiday party, block out time for activities that nourish your soul. Think warm baths, nature walks, reading a good book, or even just a quiet moment of meditation. Treat these self-care sessions as sacred appointments with yourself. Learn to say no gracefully. You don't have to attend every holiday party or fulfill every request. It's okay to decline invitations if you need some time to recharge or simply prioritize other commitments. Remember, your well-being is more important than pleasing everyone else. Practice saying no with kindness and clarity, like thank you so much for the invitation, but I am already committed that evening. I hope you have a wonderful time. Embrace the power of boundaries. Set clear boundaries with family, friends, and even yourself. Decide what you're comfortable sharing, how much time you're willing to dedicate to social events, and what activities truly bring you joy. Don't be afraid to step away from situations that drain your energy or compromise your values. Lastly, remember to breathe. Seriously, take deep breaths throughout the day. Practice mindful moments by savoring a cup of tea, appreciating the beauty around you, or simply noticing the rhythm of your own breath. When stress starts creeping in, pause and take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system and bring yourself back to center. Imagine this. You're surrounded by loved ones, sipping hot cocoa by a crackling fire, feeling relaxed and content. That's the magic of practicing self-care during the holidays. It's about creating space for joy, connection, and peace, even amidst the hustle and bustle. Think about the time you felt truly overwhelmed during the holidays. Maybe it was trying to cook a multi-course meal for a large gathering, or dealing with family drama that always seems to surface this time of year. How did that feeling manifest in your body? Did your shoulders tighten? Did your mind race? Now imagine implementing some of these self-care strategies, scheduling a massage, taking a walk in nature, saying no to an obligation that drained you. It's all about making conscious choices to prioritize your well-being. Remember, when you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to give to the people you love and the experiences that matter most. So there you have it, my beautiful souls. 5 powerful tips to navigate the holidays with grace, intention, and a whole lot of self-love. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little reminder to prioritize their well-being during this festive season. And remember, as always, keep following your heart shining bright and leaving a positive impact on the world. See you next time on Unfollowed.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.